This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Another great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror.
There's a very bad feeling about this.
This is the 2VT, 2VT Podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve.
Hey everybody, this is 2BT. This is Steve coming at you today. I'm running solo here because last time we recorded, I sent a text or a message to Dave and Mike and told them what days I could do it. And since neither one of them can obviously read and understand, and I guess maybe they need to go back to reading comprehension or stuff. They talk about all these books and everything, and they can't even understand a simple message. Well, I fired them both. Oh, look, somebody's at the front door there. Oh,
what
my God.
What the hell? Oh! This is what you do to us.
Yeah, you guys are fired out. I'm running this show by myself. This is me. What? This is a Steve show now. This is 1BT.
The two Steve BT.
Deal with this.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Hey, let go of me.
You're
quit. Don't touch me there.
Oh, babe, stop.
Keeping it all in the family.
Sally.
Get out.
Wow, Sally's caused it. Right. Sally's in on this, too.
Oh, it's real true mayhem here,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, God. Life's
Sal, get out. Go.
Poor Kylo Ren.
Poor, you didn't. I thought I knew you were going to impale him with a lightsaber, but not that.
Right, all right.
Good God.
Oh, my.
All right, cool. Hell. Now. So anyway, since I started it, welcome to 2BT every day, everybody.
Yeah. I'm David, and I'm not fired.
Yeah.
I'm Michael. I don't know what's going on.
I'm Steve, and I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. No, Dave and I both royally screwed up your text, your message.
It happens.
It's all Sunday. It's like, Sunday?
It happens.
Sunday ain't going to work for me.
Yeah, it happens. It's been a busy 2 weeks, man.
But tell me about it.
Spring's
last
getting here, and it seems like everything is needing to be done.
Is
now.
Spring getting here? Is spring already sprung?
Spring has sprung, and that's good because I'm tired of sitting in the house because it's too cold all the time.
I know. Yeah. A buddy of mine lives up in Ohio. He sent me pictures, and it's like snow.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys are getting spring. I've got second winter. And I was like, we got 74 degrees
today.
Yeah,
the people up in Maine and, Jersey, they're getting the snow.
Damn.
I've come to realize I am probably solar powered. I feel so much better when I'm outside. I even mowed the yard the other day and go, man, it feels good to be outside and sweat.
I am not solar powered because I hate the sun. But I have a good reason for it. Like, I was actually at the eye doctor not too long ago, and he was like, hey, let me guess, you don't like the sun very much, do you? I was like, no, I don't. He goes, yeah, you don't have very much pigment in your eyes. So he goes, let me guess, the sun really hurts your eyes a lot. And I was like, yeah, it does. He goes, that's the reason why. It's because you don't have a whole lot of pigment in your eyes.
You got a whole lot of pigment in
where
my
you,
eyes.
Where are you from?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, you have a pretty mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you. No, my wife's got this thing, when fall hits and the leaves fall.
Yeah.
It bothers her when it's cold, and it's not just the fact that she doesn't like the cold. She needs sunlight.
Yeah.
And as soon as it starts greening up, her mood brightens. She can get out, work in the yard, plant stuff. And personality.
She's of the summer fae.
Yeah.
She's definitely
the summer court.
She's definitely an elf.
Yeah, Jesse talks about the cold hurts. I'm like, I don't mind the cold.
I don't mind the cold.
Yeah.
I can take it, but after months of it, I just get tired of it. I want to go sit on my front porch with a cold drink and kick back, So
God. My idea of a good day is like what it has been today, where it's nice and cool outside, a little bit of wind blowing and kind of overcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Cloudy sleeping weather.
Yeah. Sun. I love those days, man. Those are the days I want to get out and be rambunctious on. That's why I was in like a great mood, like all day long. I've just been like, woo! Like even at work, I was driving everybody crazy. Dude, I totally peaked that just then. That was going to be horrible sounding. Anyways, I'm looking at the monitor here, and it's like,
rah! Our listener just went, holy crap.
Yeah, exactly. My ears. But yeah, I just want to give y'all an idea of my playlist. Like, dude, like I get in these moods and like, as we've all kind of talked before, music's all really kind of important and stuff, and then like it really affects your mood.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, like everything was just like, yeah, like I started off playlist today, started off with Queen. They're gonna make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me. Anything about Queen though. I have like the greatest hits 1, 2, and 3 on my phone. So I started off with that and then moved to Bowling for Soup because, you know, those are fun time, good time band or whatever. Then Dropkick Murphys because Murphys, that's just, they've got some really, really great tunes. And Flogging Molly, cause, you know, you can't listen to Dropkicks without a little bit of Flogging Molly, just about. They complement each other so well. It's kind of like wine and cheese, or cheese and cheese, I guess.
Cheese goes with cheese.
Cheese does go with cheese. Yeah.
Cheese and crackers.
And then the Bad Wolves, they're kind of new. They don't even have an album out. They did that cover of Zombie or whatever.
I heard them. Yeah. That was a pretty good cover, too.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Kinda, yeah, not long after she died that they put that out.
I don't know if
that was intentional or just...
No, it was intentional. It was intentional because actually she was supposed to come and perform and record lyrics for that song the day that she died.
With them.
Yeah. Okay, and so they actually released the song and something about like all the proceeds from that song, the sale of that song will go to help her children and stuff.
Yeah. I remember some reason I started hearing a lot of different interesting songs that day, and that was one of them that I kept hearing. I was like, well, what is it? And I don't even think I knew at the time that she had passed.
That song, like, I love the original version by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
That original version by the Cranberries is great, but like hearing that song was just like, they put so much more emotion into it. It felt like freaking great. Just loved it. Beans on Toast was another one. I know.
Now, what's that?
They are kind of like a folk. I saw them open up for Flogging Molly, believe it or not, here in Dallas. And it basically was just like a dude with his guitar, and he's kind of folksy, but he's British. And it's good times.
Well, that's funny that you said Beans on Toast, because Christopher Eccleston, the first doctor from the new series.
Yeah.
He says to Rose, just go off and eat your beans on toast or whatever it is you can do. And I'm like, oh, that's stuck in my head. And when you said that, I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then I follow the beans on toast with Slipknot, because what doesn't mix well with folk other than like super hard thrash metal, basically.
Yeah.
And then round it all up with some Metallica and Justice for All.
No, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, what's that? What? Mr. Rogers.
Play a little Mr. Rogers at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it all out.
Oh, yeah. You gotta bring it down after peaking. So.
Okay, Metallica and Justice for All, right?
Yes.
Okay. What? I thought about this the other day. I should ask y'all to think about this right off the top of your heads. And I've got three.
Okay.
I'm going to say three songs by Metallica that, let's say you had to automatically eliminate listening from Metallica forever from here on out. And you get to choose three songs that you get to keep with you.
Oh, Metallica songs?
Now, I'll start with mine.
All right.
See if I can remember them. Orion.
Okay.
Which it's is just an instrumental.
Just an instrumental.
To Lives to Die.
Okay.
And
that's another instrumental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are some words in it. You have to listen real close.
Okay, yeah.
Something like When a Man Lies, He Murders a Part of the World, and then some more stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably go to Fade to Black.
Oh, wow.
Those are my three.
Those are three big heavy hitters, man.
But Orion, just that music is just something I could listen to all day long.
Yeah.
Over and over. And they're long songs. That's a tough question.
That's a really tough question. Now, does that encompass some of the covers they've done, too?
It's any song. Yeah,
okay.
Song.
Yeah, I know my three, then.
Okay. Go.
My number one song by Metallica I'd never live without would be Bread Fan.
Oh, yeah.
Bread Fan.
I love Bread Fan. That is a great one. And I almost talk about covers. Am I Evil?
Oh, my God.
I used to listen to that.
My mother was a witch.
Yeah,
she was but alive.
I just love their cover of Bread Fan. So I'd have to say Bread Fan, Harvester of Sorrow.
Oh, damn it. That's mine. I was going to.
Okay.
I love that song. And then probably. See, my problem now is either A, Sad But True, which I loved.
Oh, God, that's another good one.
Or Battery, or Master of Puppets.
Battery.
My third one has to be Master of Puppets. So, okay. Bread Fan, Harvester of Sorrow, and Master of Puppets. I can't live without those three songs.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, since Steve picked Harvester of Sorrow, that is like my all-time favorite Metallica song. I love that guitar on it. Mm-hmm. But since you picked that one, I won't. Just to kind of like... keep it fresh.
So you can come over to my house and listen to it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, Yeah, we can totally cheat. So we'll have nine Metallica songs.
We'll have
we can
nine. Listen to. So yeah, we can all get together.
Nothing so, wrong with that. So I'm going to pick, and you can crucify me if you want to. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. You can crucify me if you want to. But one of my all-time favorite Metallica songs off the Black Album, Wherever I May Roam.
No, that's a great
song. Awesome.
Yeah, love that tune.
Now, if you said Inner Sandman, they...
Oh, yeah.
But no, that's a good song, too.
It is, man.
And I like that one a lot. I actually thought about picking that one.
Oh, yeah.
No. That whole album's good. It's just such a change for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No.
Wherever I May Roam, awesome.
Wherever I May Roam, number one. Number two, I'm going to go with... Oh, man. I'm going to say one. One is so freaking awesome. Yeah. To me, that's like one of those songs. I was actually thinking about it today, and I was like, I'm sure that there were lots of bands that were using double bass before Lars Ulrich did.
Yeah.
But that song is like the first song that I remember actually prominently hearing double bass, and not just a little bit. It was actually for an extended amount of time in the song or whatever. And like I said, don't crucify me because I'm sure somebody else did it before Lars did.
Yeah.
But he's the first one I can remember doing it. And it could just be because of my age.
That whole album was... one of those, I don't know what the word is to say when I first heard that whole entire album. I just had
it's life changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's life changing.
My experience with Metallica started. I mean, if y'all haven't caught on, I grew up in a really remote rural area.
Yeah.
There's no internet back then, kids.
Oh, yeah.
You had to actually have a corded phone to make a phone call when I was like in the eighth, ninth grade. We had moved out to this little town. And there's this guy who, fortunately, he changed my life.
Yeah.
Because, and I remember it to this day. We went to school in this old school that was built in the 1920s, three-story building.
Yeah.
But, you know, my graduating class had only like 12 people, so it's tiny.
Yeah.
Nothing out there. And luckily for me, this guy that was a grade ahead of me, I think I was probably a freshman or sophomore. He would have been a junior or a sophomore.
Okay.
But he's the same age as me. And fortunately, he had a brother that's already out of high school. And one day I'm like 16. I just got my driver's. I was driving to school.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me and says,
"This is an old step-side truck. Yeah. Step-side truck.
The old maroon step-side truck
with the wooden.
My grandfather's.
Yeah.
It was all beat up because he's blind and he'd drive around the pasture and hit stuff. And he comes up to me and says, come with me. Come out to the parking lot. I'm like, and like, for a lot of people, this would have been like, here, smoke this. No, this wasn't. He was hooking me on something, but it wasn't
a drug.
It wasn't a drug.
Yeah.
And he put this in your tape deck. So I slide it in there, turn the key on. And that's when. Can I borrow this? So I had to go make a copy of it. And then as soon as I could get to a store and buy the cassette tape. And after that, I was just hooked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then go back and get the first couple of albums, and then And Justice for All came out, and I know you guys had the videos, the concert videos.
Oh yeah, I got their live stuff, Binge and Purge thing for Christmas one year or whatever.
Well, I had the Cliff 'Em All.
Oh, come on, man, what are you doing
Cliff
there?
Cliff 'Em All was amazing.
The Cliff 'Em All cassette
video. Today,
I know, right?
I'm nervous around you guys. I'm not used to both of you being here. I just dropped everything. No, but the Cliff 'Em All video. Yeah, you know the weird rumors, like somehow. In that remote little town, we somehow found out that Cliff Burton had died in that terrible bus accident.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. There's no, I don't know how anybody is like somebody told somebody or called somebody.
You don't know how information passed back then. Yeah.
I mean, there's MTV, but we didn't have MTV or anything like that.
Exactly. Well, and it's like you couldn't get cable out in the middle of nowhere.
No.
Because we didn't have cable either. We would go into our mama's house and watch MTV there. And she'd want to watch her soap operas. We're like, but Mimo, can we please watch MTV?
Remember we used to record Saturday Night Videos?
Saturday Night Videos, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, my third and final, because buttholes didn't let me finish.
My bad.
Oh, Mike, not me.
No, I don't care, dude. Third and final is a toss-up between For Whom the Bell Tolls, just because I've always loved... I'm a big fan of bass, and Cliff Burton's... I was like, what? You can use a wah pedal on a bass? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Either For Whom the Bell Tolls or Seek and Destroy.
Oh, God,
Seek and Destroy is a great tune.
That whole first album.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I can say, like, I remember my first introduction into Metallica. And I don't know if you remember it. We had gone over to somebody's house, some friend of dad's from work that lived up in, Munster. And I can't remember her name, but that she had a son that was, I would say like, he was a teenager.
Yeah,
and we were about like, maybe, I think I might have been 8 and Steven might have been 10.
Yeah.
And he let us hear Metallica because I saw the poster on the wall and it was a Jump in the Fire poster with like the devil or Satan or something like that on it. And I was like, that's satanic. And he was like, no, man, here, check it out. And he played a little bit of Metallica for us. Yeah. And I was like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
And then, you know, later on is whenever I really got into Metallica, whenever I heard One for the first time and I was like, that's pretty amazing. And that's like, it kind of like whenever we kind of picked up and jumped on Metallica and didn't really, really fully get on the bandwagon until I guess around like the Black Album when we finally went and saw them in 92. I think it was like September 18th, 1992 with the Guns and Metallica tour.
Was that the one where he had, Hetfield already been injured?
Yeah, he was burned. Yes,
he was burned and they had their
John Christ, who is it that he played for? I can't remember. But I remember Hetfield was walking around stage and he had his
arms wrapped up.
But dude, those pyrotechnics were hot because we were, oh man. And I don't know if you remember this, but you remember going to it was me, you and Scott King.
Yes.
Stephen King.
Yeah.
Yeah. you met Scott couple of times. Super nerdy kid. Yeah. Super nice, but super nerdy.
Yeah.
Anyways, our tickets was at Texas Stadium. Our tickets said this one gate, entrance. You remember this?
I was going to kill him.
You remember this? Okay.
I was ready to kill that
dude. Kid. Our tickets said like gate D. I don't can't remember what gate it said, but it said like gate D, whatever. And so we're like, okay. So we go and we stand in line for this gate. And all of a sudden, like the gate opens up and people just start running. They're not even checking tickets, dude. People are just running and we're like, what the hell? And as we're going forward, we see field entry, general admission
on the field. Our tickets were top row at Texas Stadium.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
We were going on top row. Anyway, finish the
story. So we're like, I look at Steve and he looks at me. We're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And as we're like running, I just remember like this hand grabbing me by like the back of the neck. And I was like, what? And I look at Scott and Scott's over there at the freaking ticket guy going like, we're not supposed to be on the floor. He was so scared to be on the floor because he thought
he's afraid somebody's going to come check.
Dude, we were at the ticket. Front of that line too. So we'd have been front row. Was it Metallica, right Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Oh yeah. It was Metallica, Guns N' Roses, and Faith No More.
Faith No More. That's exactly.
Dude, we'd have been front row
within the first 10 rows at least.
Wow.
Yeah. Until he ratted us out.
Oh yeah. And like, I remember the heat, like we were sitting way back up in the top of Texas Stadium, but like on the opposite end of the stage. So there's over 100 yards between us and the stage. And I remember the pyrotechnics going off and it being so blasted hot. And I was like, dude, I couldn't imagine what it feels like up on stage with that.
Yeah.
But B, like getting caught in that fire, like what Hetfield did or whatever.
Wow.
Like that's crazy business, man. Yeah. But yeah, like super awesome show. And still one of the things I kicked myself in the butt for up to this day was that we watched Faith No More. Faith No More was awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We watched Metallica. Metallica was badass, especially when they played Creeping Death.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And you know, that's another
the
one that
stadium's going.
Exactly. You're gonna have to bleep me here because James Hetfield stops and he goes, "Damn, you you know what to do," and like because the whole stadium is like pumping their fists and just like going
60,000 to 100,000 people just chanting, "Dah,
yeah,
dah,
dude."
It's like holy crap! Totally,
I totally could have put that one on my top three. Yeah. Also, man, that's
great one of my
tune.
Favorite songs.
It's not a serious question though. It's just starter. But
I hear it and I'm just like, oh
that
man,
may knock out Master of Puppets for me. Creeping Death.
Master of Puppets is hard to beat. Though.
It is.
I know,
though.
But Creeping Death is so freaking awesome. Just the story it tells.
Yeah, that's Slayer.
It's about the Angel of Death. The Passover is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which goes with Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. Easter is on April Fool's Day today. I am totally putting broccoli and cauliflower and eggs and making my kids hunt them.
Heck yeah.
But my problem is my kids will probably like that because they like stuff like that.
Do they really?
Your kids are weird.
My kids are weird.
His kids are weird. Like they'll eat the vegetable, not the vegetables, but the fruit they get in the Halloween stuff before they eat the candy.
It's like I can put a cheese tray out in the vegetable tray. They'll go to the vegetable tray.
Dad, could you bring home some carrots?
Yeah. Yeah, they ask for broccoli and carrots and cauliflower for snacks after school.
I guess good for them. They're good for them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I did right or I did wrong.
Something
went wrong somewhere or something went right somewhere.
Right. But to steer us back on to what I was saying, I don't want to sound like, I totally sounded like a jerk, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
No, you're not. You're not a
but
jerk.
Anyways.
Mike and I are working for
like
the man.
Like, the thing that, like, I still kick myself in the butt for is we left before Guns N' Roses. Yep. And we were walking out and the guys were like, dude, we thought we were such metalheads though, because like, we're like walking out, you know, got our mullets flowing, just lines, manes, like rock, not really. I did have a mullet, but I didn't have a mullet at this time. Oh. But, that was me.
Totally you.
That was 92. I was starting to do the chili bowl haircut, let it grow long on top, and shaved around because Jason Newsted was my freaking hero.
Jason Newsted, yeah.
I remember walking out and the guy was like, there's no re-entry. We're like, yeah, screw Guns N' Roses, man. We came from Metallica, bro. Yeah. Like,
but
bro.
Did they even, that was that tour when he was just not.
Yeah. Oh, he was supreme.
He was making, he was making people wait an hour because he just didn't feel like it.
And apparently, I can't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, I think they
walked off stage during that show.
Yeah. They made the guys there at Texas, the people there at Texas Stadium wait like an hour and a half before they ever came on, and then whenever he came out and played, I think they played like 2-3 songs and he walked off because the crowd was being so crappy to him. But then again, I mean, that's what happens, dude.
That's what happens when you follow Metallica.
Well, yeah, that it was September in Texas. Yeah. Like, I know that's a lot of people start thinking of September and they're like, oh, well, it's starting to be fall. And no, it's still 100 degrees, man. And you're making people stay in the stadium that doesn't have air conditioning. It's got a giant window up at the top, and the sun's beating down on everybody. And it's freaking hot. Yeah.
I like Guns N' Roses music. I do. But I just don't necessarily like the way Axl Rose does sometimes, or did, I guess.
Yeah.
That kind of. But the other music is just. I remember y'all are the reason I bought the first.
I remember getting that first album.
You remember that?
Yep. Yeah. We were at your house, and our moms had went to Wichita Falls.
Yeah.
I think you came to me and said, ask if, go ask if they'll buy this tape.
Yep.
And they,
they did, and
they brought it back and there's that, all those skulls and, you know, we're from a very conservative religious family. Yes. Yeah. And that was kind of scary.
I was surprised they actually bought it for us.
Yeah.
And then I remember when we opened it up and had the naked lady there right next to the fence that was obviously dead or whatever. Yeah. The boob was hanging out. And we're like, oh, there's a naked chicken there.
Oh, we got him.
Glad they didn't open it.
and then you got GNR Lies for Christmas.
From Mamaw
got you GNR Lies for Christmas.
That's probably, that might be my favorite thing they did though. The second half of the Lies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I used to love her. But I had to kill her.
I sing that to my wife every once in a while.
I used to love her. Oh yeah, but I had to kill her. Oh man, they had a lot of great songs on that. And then they kind of lost me with Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, man.
I dug those.
I mean, there were some good songs on there, but it definitely wasn't Appetite.
It wasn't Appetite for Destruction. Appetite for Destruction is one of those albums you can put in, hit play, and just walk away.
Yeah. It's just one of those that they just caught the magic.
They did. That was it. That was just, to me, it's like
the lightning first in the album, bottle.
You actually really try hard to make good music.
Yeah.
Then after that, they just like, oh, we're superstars. That's cool. Let's add that.
And kind of overindulgent.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, I mean, you can go into that double album and make a great album.
Oh, yeah. You can.
That's the thing. Is they just wanted, you know, I don't blame them for wanting to put as much out there because, I mean, sometimes you buy an album and it's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No. It's like.
For its full price back in the day, it'd be like $15 for a CD and 35 minutes.
Yeah. You're like, dude, I just got ripped off. And you buy like a punk album or whatever. There'd be 22 songs on it, but each song is like a minute and a half. Yeah, you know. So we're going to play some, Cards Against Humanity?
Y'all up to that?
I'm down.
You may have to remind me. I haven't played it in a while.
2BT Against Humanity.
2BT.
Basically, like, I don't know if it's the real rules or not, but the way I've always played it is that, like, you get, what, the 5 cards or 7 cards or something like that?
We'll go with
7. Yeah. Right. You get like 7 cards and then, somebody reads the card and then they pick their whatever favorite.
Yeah, like for example, matching. I'll draw the black card, read it. That'll set up what y'all are going to fill in the blank answer.
Okay.
Then y'all just give them the answers to me. I'll, without me knowing which one of you, which one belongs, and I'll pick the one I think is most appropriate or funny. Or can I tell a story about really inappropriate parenting real quick?
Go for it.
Okay, so we like to go down when we can to Galveston. And there's this really cool, I guess you'd call it a, it's not a bar, it's more like a bar cafe kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's a game shop too.
Okay.
And basically you can go in, order a pizza or a sandwich, hamburger, whatever. And you can play any game they have there. And they have probably 300-400 games on all these. And the games take up so much space, there's very little room to sit in the place. That's how
it is.
So we just grabbed this, my wife and I with our daughter. It was about 11 or 12 at the time. We grabbed this Cards Against Humanity game, and we're sitting there, and there's all these other people with their families and stuff, and we just start playing cards, and we're trying to figure it out and play, and then all of a sudden, really soon, we realized when Tristan turned with his card and said, "What's this mean?" And it's like, okay, we're going to have to go through all of these and clean this up. So we use an edited deck at my house.
That's awesome.
We could have been taken away from really sorry. Luckily, she's a good girl. So let's do it.
Jesse was jealous that we were going to play Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, my mom got mad at me. Really? You're really going to do that when I can't come? I said, well, you've been invited. I've invited you before and you won't come over. Right. And now you're going to be mad because this is something I've been hoping to do a long time ago. So she says, next time you better give me one.
Yeah, Jesse told me you guys are jerks. Yeah, I mean, well, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all, but whatever. She wasn't mad. She just likes to play it. She was playing around.
All right, so I think those are pretty well shuffled. I don't know. I tried shuffling them regular card style, and I'm definitely not a Vegas shuffler.
Like I said, we're trying to be kind of family friendly. This is going to be offensive. You can't not offend somebody playing this.
Yeah.
Censor yourself if you want to. If you don't feel comfortable saying something, don't. Okay.
All right. So we draw.
Go ahead and draw seven.
We draw seven of the black cards, right?
No, the white ones.
The white ones? Okay. I just grabbed a handful. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I grabbed eight. So everybody just grab one more.
Okay.
Because I grabbed eight and I don't want to have to put any back.
And I'm just going to go first and read the first black card, the setup card.
Okay.
And blank. That's how I want to die.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. I'm not even putting that one out there. That makes me... Oh, yeah, that's my answer right there.
Okay.
I think I got a good one.
Gonna just set them in front of me. I'm looking, mix them up. Let's see. Blank. That's how I want to die. A tiny horse. That's how I want to die. Con. That's how I want to die. Oh, geez, guys. I don't. First of all, I don't know how to imagine what you mean by a tiny horse. I'm gonna go with con, just because the tiny horse one kind of creeps me out a little bit.
All right, that would be me. Okay.
God, runs, jumps, and kicks you.
What's like right? Tiny horse?
Kick you right to the head.
But it's tiny. I know. Like, that's face why it's, palm him and
throw he does him. It from behind.
Maybe he's like Chucky. Really? Whoa! Oh, never mind. All right, this is a two carder.
Okay.
Lifetime presents blank. The story of blank. Actually, had a couple of awesome cards that would have been great for this. That. I won't
Lifetime
say.
Lifetime presents blank. The story.
The story of blank. Lifetime presents blank. The story of blank.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I have some buddies of mine. We like to get together and play this all the time. And like this is the same guys that played that little shock game or whatever. It was like you sit there and watch the little thing and listen for the chime. And as soon as the music stops, you got to press a button, and once last person to press the button gets shocked. Yeah. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Until you get shocked, and then you realize, holy crap, that really smarts. So, all right, y'all.
Now, how are we going to do this? I guess you read the...
The first card is bottom, the second card is top, maybe? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Your card's
okay, Dave, there you go, sir. You can look.
All right.
There's our stacks there.
Okay. So I'll just grab this one that's closest to me and read that one first. So, Lifetime presents Gladiatorial Combat, the story of LeBron James' vast enveloping hands.
What?
I don't know. I don't like it, though.
Remember what you got.
Right. Lifetime presents Hodor, the story of bathing naked in a moonlit grove.
And you said what?
You can't tell me who did what. I think that was a wash.
Yeah.
All right. That's those are both great. I can't really pick between the two, and Steven kind of gave it away. So I'll sit that one here in the middle of the car and the table. Okay. And we'll just call that one a wash. Fair.
Sorry.
No, that's fine, man. You're all good. Your turn, Steve.
He's just scared that mine was going to win. So he made it.
Right.
All right. Experts say that without careful management and conservation, blank will disappear within our lifetimes.
Let's see. I'm going to go with... I'm just going to hand that to you. You mix them up and hand it to him. You know, the guy Max Temkin is one of the guys that runs and created Card Against Humanity.
Oh, really?
And he's a super smart guy. He lives up in Chicago. He actually did a podcast and with Patrick Rothfuss for a long time, the guy that has the Name of the Wind series.
Yeah.
And I saw some interesting stuff about he's apparently really moving forward with the TV series and movies for his books.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the trilogy is, according to something he just said in a recent interview, the trilogy is really just a prequel to the real series.
Oh, holy crap.
Does that blow your mind a little bit?
Yeah, it does, especially because he's taken so long with this last book.
I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story. Okay.
All right.
Experts say that without careful management and conservation, Gwyneth Paltrow's opinions will disappear within our lifetime.
Oh, ouch.
Experts say that without careful management and conservation, erotic Star Trek fan fiction where all the characters are furries, like Kirk is an ocelot or something, will disappear within our lifetimes. Okay, I gotta go with Star Trek.
Yes! That one's Mike. Oh my goodness.
You get this black card.
That's my card.
Where do I put the discarded
ones here? I'm just doing them right here.
Yeah, okay. And don't forget to draw, Mike.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Okay, this is good. Okay, when you play the game of blank, you win or you die. When you play the game of blank, you win or you die.
Hmm.
How about that Max guy? He's like one of the smartest people I've ever heard speak.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Everyone, go check. I can't unintended consequences.
Yeah, sure.
Something like that's the name of the podcast. I can't remember. Just type in Patrick Rothfuss on your search thing and you can find it. Patrick Rothfuss really likes to talk, though.
Oh, really?
He's really got opinions on everything, too.
Steven, don't forget to draw a card there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We are doing WoW, you win or you die.
When you play the game of WoW.
When you play the game of dry heaving, you win or you die. I've dry heaved. I'm going with that one because, I felt like I was dying.
I got crappy cards.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's...
Don't blame the cards.
Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, this is another... I'm getting all the two-carders, man. Okay, here we go. I never truly understood blank until I encountered... blank.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
I will say that anytime I've played Cards Against Humanity with my buddies. I truly never understood blank until I encountered blank. We just start getting belligerent with it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I like it when Michael gets that laugh.
So the first blank is the bottom one.
Okay, yes, yes. First,
flip it up.
Yeah.
I truly never understood blank till what? What was the second half of?
Oh, I truly never understood blank until I encountered blank. Sorry, I was turning my head off to the side so that way I.
Okay.
But yeah, we will just like wind up getting belligerent with it because there's usually alcohol involved, and so we'll just like start grabbing like as many cards as what we want. Okay, so I never truly understood gender equality. Until I encountered your weird brother.
Oh, right. You know what I'm talking about, right. Dave?
What, me? I'm the one that's reading the cards. All right. I never truly understood the depression that ensues after catching them all until I encountered a whole lot of donuts. Oh, God. Dude, I like... I gotta go with the gender equality and weird brother.
That's like, my, oh, they're just too perfect.
Yeah, those, both of those were great though, man. The donuts one made me laugh. I'm sorry. If it wouldn't have said brother, I would have like totally like taken the donuts one, man. That donut, oh jeez. Okay.
All right then.
One. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. To Carter. Who's got blank, blank, and two thumbs? This guy.
Oh, God.
Who's got blank, blank, and two thumbs? This guy.
Who's got blank, blank, and...
Yeah.
This guy.
And two thumbs. Who's got blank, blank, and two thumbs?
Okay.
I'll sit back with my eyes closed. Y'all get your cards handed together. I don't know.
This one really doesn't matter that much, the order so much.
Yeah. I'm throwing that one. Gosh. All right.
Okay.
Here I think I've go, got
Dave.
It. I'll let you just pass the cards to your big brother.
I'm going to try to mix them up a little bit. All right.
Ready?
Oh, shoot. Hold on.
All right.
I'm trying to. Again. Okay. Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah, they're right. Never mind. Okay.
All right. Cool. All right.
There.
All right. Here we go. Who's got the soft love honks of a lusty goose, Sir Jorah Mormont's curling blue balls and two thumbs? This guy.
Oh, that's really nice.
Like, set somebody up to say the wrong thing, too.
Exactly.
To be T against Steven.
Okay, who's got the Care Bear stare and getting bitten by a radioactive spider, then battling leukemia for 30 years and two thumbs? This guy. I gotta go with the Sir Jorah Mormont's curling blue balls.
You got to. That would be me, senior.
The Care Bear stare one was great.
Right?
I was trying to save that Care Bear stare.
Well, and it's like I was really saving that Sir Jorah Mormont's Carillion blue balls. And like, yeah. I was like, I can't. This
how
is
do you say that word? C U R E.
I don't have any idea.
Where is it? Let me see the card.
Should be this one right here.
Cerulean.
Cerulean.
Oh, Cerulean. Okay.
I couldn't. I've never seen the word before.
So yeah.
I guess that's mine.
I don't read too well.
I don't know my words.
I just like looking at the funny
words. Do you know your words? I don't know mine.
You
that laughed. Whole alphabet thing confuses right? me.
Oh, is it my read?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, this is your read.
Waiting on you, man. Come on. What are you doing?
Come on.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to, we've done a lot of those double. I'm just going to pass and do a, oh God, they're all double. Here we go. If you had to describe me, oh God. Okay. I just had to.
Pass. There's no passing on it then.
If you had to describe me, the cards are using only one of the cards in your hand. Which one would it be? So you're going to pick a card in your hand that's going to describe me. And be as brutal as you want to be. Because I've got...
I found the card that would work great for me. I've got Princess
Leia on my side, and yeah. She's pointing the gun at both of y'all now.
Okay.
Eyes are closed.
All right. Get the sound of them shuffling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you, my loving cousins, chose two cards to describe me. The cards are... a fully dressed female video game character... I'll take that. Oh gosh, can I read this? This describes me, somebody who will offer favors of a certain type, let's say for an oar and a sheep, I guess in a video game. So, one of y'all was a lot nicer than the other one. But it's funnier. I'm going to do the sheep one because that's just funnier.
That's me.
That's Dave.
Thanks, though.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, God.
I just had one that would have been great for that, man. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I just now pulled it. If you had, oh, that's yours. Oh, yeah, that's the one you just read.
Well, that's the thing about this game. It's always the card you draw next that would have been perfect for the last question.
William Shakespeare, William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled blank, The Final Frontier. William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled blank, The Final Frontier. I was going to try to read it like William Shatner, and then I totally forgot. I don't know. That's just so. William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled blank, The Final Frontier.
Sometimes you just don't have
one. I still have anything for that.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you just got to do throwaway cards. It happens. But sometimes throwaway cards work pretty well.
All right, we're going to shuffle. There you go, Dave.
All right. Okay. So, William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled Mom, The Final Frontier. That's just bad.
In what way?
Never mind. William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled Swooping, The Final Frontier.
I'm not sure if that's a word we should say, because I don't know what it means.
Yeah, S-W-O-O-P-I-N-G.
Like swooping like a bird?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm just gonna say swooping, because if I say mom, I just feel all sorts of wrong.
I got my first card.
That's about time.
There you go.
That was my throwaway card. I don't know what the heck.
Like I said, if I would have picked mom, I would have just felt all sorts of wrong.
Are these are tossed out? Or?
I guess my mind doesn't work.
No, those are the doubles that Mike tossed out. So
we can still use those. I just thought we'd take a break from the double cards.
Well, I'm going to save those for somebody else because I need to get rid of some cards in my hand. I got a bunch of stuff I can't use. All right, it took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of blank. It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of blank.
I don't have anything.
Yeah,
I've got this.
I got one that would totally go with it.
I'm disappointed because I must have used cards from the wrong end of the deck, because I bought two bonus packs to mix in.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them is a fantasy a bonus pack.
Well, we've had some.
And a geek bonus pack.
Game of Thrones cards.
Yeah, so. There's some Game of Thrones cards, so.
Sir Jorah Mormont's Cerulean Balls.
Should that be the episode title?
Right.
I like it.
Well, you're the one reading the cards, so they'd be yours.
Yeah.
All right. You said this guy.
Here you go.
Yeah, all right, here we go. All right. It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of Kanye West.
I'm a game fish. Oh, yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks. Have you ever seen that
episode? No.
South Park episode. Oh, you're a gay fish. No, I'm not.
Yeah. We had to turn South Park off in my house a long time when Kristen started repeating things.
It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of not wearing pants.
Ooh, yeah, jeez. Hey there, no pants.
I'm going to have to say Kanye West, because that's one person in this world I can't stand. He is full of himself, and he's...
That would be Senior Michael.
Oh, he's got some good beats.
Yeah. But he's hung up on himself.
That part of him is...
There's lots of dudes that
I just think his...
Celebrities are all hung up on themselves, it seems like, a lot of times. So
like that. Separate. Yeah. Don't look at the news.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a Portlandia episode, and it's like it's like one of the last ones of the final season. There's Fred Armisen and Carrie. I can't remember her last name.
Yeah.
They said, this news is just so depressing. And Fred's like, just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up. Okay, what made me this way? Good Lord. What? What made me this way?
I got the greatest card. Oh my God.
I don't know if this is fun for anybody listening, but this time I'm gonna blast. Oh my God.
Okay, this is okay. This is oh
what made me Michael this way. Ted Nugent's cold, dead hands. Oh God, a fat, bald man from the internet.
Oh. Oh God, those are both.
Would that be
good.
One of us since we're two bald Texans?
Right, exactly.
I guess. Oh God, that's tough.
Isn't it though?
The Stranglehold. I love that song. I can't see Ted Nugent's a guy I can't stand very much, but I love his that song.
That song's good.
I go on fat bald man on the internet.
It's Dave.
I was like, that card.
I'm not picking on you. I honestly don't know.
I've been trying to get that card out of my hands. That was one of the first ones I was dealt.
Oh,
that
really?
I haven't found anything those, for it yet.
That's one of those that would work perfectly for like one or two cards,
yeah.
Probably.
Yep.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on blank. Oh my.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Been saving this one for a while.
There you go.
Alright. Shuffle.
Don't know.
Alright.
I mean, I've had that card.
This one here is another one I've had since the beginning.
God, I couldn't talk just then. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on bacon that can feel pain. Justin Bieber.
Interactive
Justin Bieber?
I'd go to that one.
This is another one that I really can't decide on.
That's a tough one.
Bacon that can feel pain or Justin Bieber? I want to say Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay. I thought the bacon definitely was a better one.
Yeah,
it's me.
Oh, it was? Yeah, dude, that was really just a toss-up, man. Like, it's hard to, like, sometimes it's, like, really hard for me to pick, and I really should just be rolling that die or flipping a coin over there or something like that.
Yeah, I think you should be able to have ties.
Yeah.
And, like, do a redo.
Redo?
Yeah. Do a new card.
Cool. Maybe if we play it with a...
Then the winner gets both black cards.
Bigger group together, get our fives.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Hey, you can take this one right here.
Turn?
Take that one.
Good.
Yeah.
No, because it really was a tie. I really couldn't decide between the two. So that went to the table earlier, then you get that one. So cool, it kind of evens out then.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard? What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard?
One more time, please.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard?
This is totally a throwaway card on this one for me.
Okay, here we go.
Alright, so I'm going to shuffle these up. Alright,
here we go. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I'm a powerful wizard? Raptor attacks. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I'm a powerful wizard? Raptor a mopey lizard. Zoo lion. Okay, I gotta go with the mopey zoo lion just because that's kind of funny.
That was mine. That was really just a throwaway. I was like, I don't really know.
You never know the magic.
Yeah, exactly,
of the
man.
Just like at the end of a game, you guy throws the ball length of the court. Sometimes it goes in.
Exactly.
Okay, my read.
Yes,
Your turn. Okay, and I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for blank.
Oh, man, a fat bald guy on the internet.
Oh, that would have worked. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for blank.
Mike's singing on this episode.
Right.
I would have gotten and I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for moral ambiguity. And I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for Mitt Romney doing a burlesque routine in a giant champagne glass. What the?
That one's just creepy.
Right?
Is he wearing a...
I don't know what he's wearing. I don't want to think about
it. Burlesque, so. Yeah.
I can't choose one. Can I enact a reread of black card?
All right, let's reread on the black card.
All right. I had the Mitt Romney.
That was tough.
I had the moral ambiguity.
Seem, did you draw a card?
Yes, I did.
Blank. Good to the last drop. If you got the right card, this one could be really funny. Blank. Good to the last
second.
Oh. I've been saving this one now.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Oh. Embryonic stem cells. Good to the last drop. Drop. You're a bad person. Can of whoop ass. Good to the last drop. I'm going with can of whoop ass.
It's mine.
For the creep out factor, the embryonic stem cells work really good.
Oh. Yeah, that was me. Oh. Just so everybody knows.
You're the one against humanity.
So was it that they went around, they were sucking out the stem cells out of fetuses or whatever?
What
was that? I think it was Tom Cruise on South Park where he's going to...
Exactly what it was.
Oh, gosh.
How do you stay so young?
Ever since the incident, every time I close my eyes, I still see blank.
Oh.
Okay. That's a Jorah Mormont's really.
Oh, gosh.
Ever since the incident, every time I close my eyes, I still see blank.
Okay. Let's see. There you go.
Died. Ever since the incident, every time I close my eyes, I still see the all-new Nissan Pathfinder 0.9% APR financing.
That's really specific.
Ever since the incident, every time I close my eyes, I still see the morbidly obese.
Oh.
Oh, crap, dude. Oh, man.
I'm hiding my face behind the microphone.
Yeah.
So you can't, I can't do a poker face.
I gotta do morbidly obese, man.
That's me.
Awesome. Oh my God. That's, well, tell Jesse and Trish that we just need to get together and do a big family 2BT.
Yeah.
And we'll try to separate out the microphones and we'll just have to do it on like a Friday or Saturday or something like that or whatever.
Yeah. Nice. Here, all right. We'll work it out.
Utah is considering the legalization of...
Oh, dude. I don't even have to look through my cards. I got the perfect one for this.
Utah is considering the legalization of blank.
I think I got you on this one, Michael. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm pretty confident on this one. It's pretty awesome. And it goes great.
God. I just drew my... Okay. All right, I don't know if I should use this one.
There you go.
I don't think I can use a card I just drew.
Utah is considering the legalization of giving birth to the Antichrist. Utah is considering the legalization of an Oedipus complex.
Oedipus.
What is an Oedipus complex?
Oedipus Rex. Love your mama. Yeah.
You love your mama.
You love your mama a little bit too much.
Okay. That's the one.
That doesn't beat the Antichrist.
No, it totally does, dude. Like, that's the...
No, because it's Utah. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for me.
Yeah, good for you. Who got that?
That was my...
Yeah,
he was the Oedipus.
Now because I didn't want to have to explain what it was. When you just read it, it sounds like really hoity-toity and fancy. The Oedipus complex.
Oh, yeah.
But then when you have to explain...
What Oedipus...
Don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Behind every powerful man is blank.
Okay.
Behind every powerful man is blank.
I got nothing anymore, man. I'm going to have to start playing just...
We need to have this rule where we, every, like, once a game, if you just get stuck with a bunch of stale cards where we'll, let's say you get to trade five in.
Yeah.
We do that once a game. Because sometimes you just keep, the luck of the draw can be really bad sometimes.
I have... Four right here, actually five that are just I'll never use.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Toss them out if you want to. I don't care. Yeah. Well, crap. We're almost in an hour anyway, so.
Yeah, I'll stay with them until we finish this up. So here you go.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm holding them face up.
I'm going to shuffle them up anyways.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Behind every powerful man is Sean Penn. Okay. Oh, gosh. Let me get my reading glasses out.
Yeah, this one's...
Okay. Behind every powerful man is the collective wail of every Magic player suddenly realizing that they've spent hundreds of dollars on pieces of cardboard. I've played Magic the Gathering, and that is so true. It's like, I really need that Sarah Angel card, though, because that will just really complete my set. Behind every powerful man, I'm going to go with, good Lord, Sean Penn.
This is El Stevo. That's me. Yeah.
That's one of my cards.
I love the Magic one, but.
Yeah, the Sean Penn fits more with it.
I could see him just like.
Oh, yeah.
He's, behind the, he's in the next room answering questions.
It's my throwaway. I didn't know what else to use Sean Penn on.
Sometimes the throwaways work. Oh, yeah, it's my read.
I just need to start throwing away.
All right. The new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take blank everywhere you go. The new Chevy Tahoe with power and space to take blank everywhere you go. I totally decided to read it like a radio announcer or whatever.
I shouldn't play that. You're going to win it because I'm getting rid of my junk. All right, Dave, here you go.
All right. All right. The new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take an evil man in evil clothes everywhere you go.
That's just.
Yeah, sorry. I'm pretty sure I know which one, who played this one. So, the new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take hookers and blow everywhere you go.
Sorry, I know that's wrong.
Since you were saying it was so wrong, I knew that was yours. Yeah, gotta, it was too daggum funny not
you
to.
Gotta play to win. It, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Now I'm drawing good cards that we're going to be done here in a minute.
Right?
Cool. All right. Y'all ready?
Yep.
What's that sound?
Okay. Oh, I got lots of good ones.
I just don't know when I'm going to play this card, so I'm... This is... Oh. So I got one that I'm just going to kind of toss out. I do like it, but...
What's that sound?
All right. Here you go.
All right. What's that sound? Mecha Hitler. Oh, wow.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's like, you remember the old mech bots, whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they'll have Mecha Hitler in Ready Player One.
Mecha Hitler. God.
It's next week.
What's that sound? The sweet song of a sword against sword and the braying of mighty war beasts. That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
All right. Whose was that one?
That's mine.
All right. I'll give you that one. Mecha Hitler's pretty funny, but.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
All right. Señor El Michael.
Oh. Yeah, we got to play till I can play one of these two really good ones.
Okay.
We can talk with.
Oh, so this is a pick two. Holy cow. Okay, this could go lots of ways.
All right.
Okay, so then he says, if you want to make this relationship work, you need to give up blank and blank as if... I try to imagine me saying it really good. So then he says, if you want to make this relationship work, you need to give up blank and blank, as if I can't do it.
I think I've got my two.
The Chevy Tahoe card.
I got my two.
Card would have worked really. The one would have worked really good for that one.
Right. All right. So, okay. Shoveling them up just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm trying to at least. I'm not very coordinated apparently because I keep hitting my own blasted fingers with the cards. All right. So. Yeah.
Just flip up and read.
Yeah, flip up and read.
All right, so then he goes, if you want to make this relationship work, you need to give up crying and crying and pooping and eating spaghetti. Oh, good God. And pooping out a screaming face. And I was like, as if. So then he says, if you want to make this relationship work, you need to give up crying and pooping and eating spaghetti and pooping out a screaming face. I didn't use the word ahead. And I was like, as if. Oh, good God. Oh. So then he says, if you want to make this relationship work, you need to give up smallpox blankets and the Amish. I was like, as if. But I got to go with the pooping cards.
That's for all
me, those always win.
It's all me.
Those always win for me.
I drew those back to back.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Pooping and crying and pooping and eating.
Oh wow, this spaghetti is a double card. Yeah, though. Oh, Yea, though I walk through the valley of blank, I will fear no blank. Yea, though I walk through the valley of blank, I will fear no blank. Yeah, I know it. I thought it was yeah at first. It's like, yeah. It's like, no, wait, dude, there's no H on the end of that. So it's just yay, yay. Or it could be, yay, though I walk through the valley of the blank, I will fear no blank.
All right. Yeah, man. There you go, sir.
Yep. All right. Yay, though I walk through the valley of a gassy antelope, I will fear no Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Yea, though I walk through the valley of silence, I will fear no a CGI dragon.
Mine was weak.
So was mine.
I'm going with a gassy antelope and Queen Elizabeth II.
Yay! Oh my.
And really what did it was a gassy antelope.
Yeah, I had that. I was wanting to use that gassy antelope for something.
Yeah. Good. I'm kind of like you. Anything that uses poop or farts.
I think I touched a wire there when I drew my cards.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. We're grown up infants.
We look like we're good still. All right. And Stevens, okay, after you, we'll do one more round and we'll wrap it up.
Audiences at Sundance were traumatized by Lars von Trier's controversial new film, blank.
All
right, I'm going to go with this one.
All right.
Shuffle.
All right, Steve-O.
Audiences at Sundance were traumatized by Lars von Trier's controversial new film, A Pyramid of Severed Heads.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Audiences at Sundance were traumatized by Lars von Trier's controversial new film, Miley Cyrus at 55. Okay, Miley Cyrus at 55.
That's me.
Oh, yeah, you get that.
This is the last round.
Ding, ding, okay. Ding.
This is a double.
Okay.
And this is nerdy, so it's appropriate. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's blank and blank. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's blank and blank.
Oh, I think I got this one.
I think at the end of the game we have to read what cards are left in our hand.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, here's mine. Oh, okay.
Here's mine.
All right. Let's get mine out there right away. Shoveling them up. All right, El Michael.
Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo. It's Dick Cheney. And the taste of human flesh. Golly. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Judge Judy and Crippling Debt. Oh, dude. Oh, God. I don't even know how to imagine. I'm going to go with...
Which end do we draw from?
This end over here.
Oh, geez. What end are we drawing from? Grab me one.
I'm going to go with the
two, I guess.
Dick Cheney.
That's El Stevion.
El Stevion.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is another pick, too. Dear, your father and I found blank and blank in your bedroom. I'm shocked and frankly just a little disappointed. Dear, your father and I found blank and blank in your bedroom. I'm shocked and frankly just a little disappointed.
Okay.
I want to make love to you, woman. I want to lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make you moan and perspire.
What the heck are you singing?
The chef from South Park.
Oh, yeah.
I totally, that probably shouldn't have sang that. That's probably like... Okay, so... Dear, your father and I found Joe Biden getting his freak on. And a mysterious floating orb in your bedroom. I'm shocked and frankly just a little disappointed. Yeah, I'd be a little bit shocked. I saw Joe Biden getting his freak on.
Gosh.
Dear, your father and I found a bitchin' Camaro. And such a big boy in your bedroom.
What?
I'm shocked and frankly just a little disappointed. Oh, dude, y'all would make this, like, really tough on this one, man.
Of course.
Joe Biden and Bitchin' Camaro are just like I'm going
like Bitchin' Camaro. Joe Biden in a Camaro.
I'm going Bitchin' Camaro.
Man, Stevens come on strong here at the end of this
yeah,
game.
The Bitchin' Camaro sold it for me, man. Like that just Camaro. Anytime you just say, yeah, it's got a Bitchin' Camaro, it's kind of like the Billy Madison. Yeah.
Oh,
Billy Madison.
Yeah. You ready?
Ready.
Blank. High five, bro. Okay. I got the perfect card for this too.
Gosh, I got two.
Yeah, this is totally a throwaway card.
Okay, this throwaway usually wins, so I got to do good. Okay, I'm going with this.
All right, this is a final hand, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah. I just now realized that. All right, I probably shouldn't even pick this card. Oh well. All right, here we go, Steam.
All right, using teeth. High five, bro.
Oh. I shouldn't have left. What?
Sharpening a foam broadsword on a foam whetstone. High five, bro. Okay. I got to pick sharpening a sword because that's freaking hilarious to think right. about.
Yeah, that would be Michael.
The LARP.
The LARPing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
LARPing or whatever it is. That's pretty funny.
Okay.
So we're going to read the cards left in our hands.
We're going to read the cards left in our hands. Who wants to? I'll start.
You go.
Devil with it. Getting married, having a few kids, buying some stuff, retiring to Florida, and dying. Mm-hmm. The fabled Mongolian death worm. I was waiting to play this card.
Oh, that would have been good.
I loved this card, and I was holding on to it, and I cherished it a little bit too much. I never did play it. Loading from a previous save. What? This is, yeah, loading from a previous save.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've had this card in my hand since we started the game, and even though I was like...
It would have been a perfect opportunity.
Here's another one I had since the start of the game. $20 million US.
You held on to it, though.
Yeah, the green apple splatters.
Ooh. That reminds me of something we can't yeah, right. yeah,
yeah. Reminds me of something I was telling you about last night.
Exactly. Being small, but perfectly well-formed.
Oh.
Yeah. My apparent inability to read a few simple words out loud.
That's me.
All right. Here we go. Here are mine. Hip-hop jewels. The art of seduction. This is a good one. Chainsaws for hands. Here's one I've been waiting to play. Would have been perfect on the last high five, bro. Tapping Sarah Angel. I've had this one since the beginning. S'more schnapps.
S'more schnapps.
A crappy little hand.
And here's high five, bro.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Here's two that I had since the very beginning also. Riding off into the sunset and friendly fire.
I like that, though. It sounds really moving. All right, my last, a Susan, that B word. Okay, I don't know what this means. Posting on www.reddit.com/r/gonewild/. Do y'all understand that? I don't
understand that at all.
Leveling up. High five, bro.
He totally should have played high five, bro, for high five, bro.
Taking 2d6 emotional damage. Sriracha. Owls, the perfect predator. And explosions. And I almost played explosions for high five because explosions. High five, bro.
Yeah.
That would have worked.
Yeah.
You've seen that thing, that skit where real men don't... Real men walk... Saturday Night Live thing. It's like, real men don't watch explosions or something like that. Where it's like explosions in all these old movies and guys are always just walking away from the explosion.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
All right, count them up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, 10, 7. I got a feeling of who's won this one.
I got 10.
10, 8, 7.
How did I beat you?
You came on at the
you
very
came on
end
strong
of the game.
There at the end, man.
You really went all or nothing with those gross ones.
All right, guys.
That was fun.
If you want to get in contact with us, go number2btshow@gmail.com. That's number2btshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. That's @the2btshow. Audible. Audible.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Audible.com/Nerdy Legion, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Audible.com/Nerdy Legion. Or better yet, just go by the Nerdy Legion website. Go by and check out all the other podcasts that are on there because they're all really great dudes. But not only that, you can also click the link that'll take you to the Audible site, and you can sign up for a free book. Actually, it's two free books, I think, is what
right now it's two free books.
Yeah, it's two free books. If you decide not to keep it, you still get to keep the books, but you're going to keep it because Audible is freaking awesome.
I'm loving it.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of books on file for you to download and that are just great for your perfect little ear holes to consume. So,
oh, there's a new, pretty cool, new podcast check out.
Oh, yeah.
It's, Martin's doing two or three podcasts a week.
Oh, wow.
When on this show, it's called Comic Talk Today.
Okay.
And it's a kind of a news show.
Yeah.
Where news breaks and he talks about it, or he'll have a guest. He's going to have actual comic creators on doing it. He's not going to do interviews, but he's going to be an interviewless interview.
Oh,
that
okay.
makes sense. Yeah. He's going to change it up. It's really good. He's always got an interesting perspective on things. Even if I don't always agree with him, he's always kind of makes you think.
Yeah.
And I respect that. So check that out.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's going to do it for us this evening. Anyways, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
Steven.
2BT.
Adios.
Signing out.
Vaya con Dios. Good Lord. What? What made me this way?
It is hot.
It is hot.
So hot. Kind of like me. It is hot.
Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks.
Good God.
Oh. Something went wrong somewhere, or something went right somewhere.
Right.
There's a naked chicken there.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love her. Yeah. But I had to kill her. I used to love her. Oh, yeah, but I had to kill her.
Hey, I mean, well, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all. But that's man, whatever.
I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
All right. Oh, God. Oh. Dude, I like I don't read too well.
I don't know my words.
I just like looking at the funny.
Do you know your words? I don't know mine.
You get
that whole alphabet thing confused. Right.
Oh, just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up.
Oh, my.
I don't know if this is fun for anybody listening, but this comes in last. Oh, my God. Got to play to win,
man. I want to make love to you, woman. I want to lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make you moan and perspire.
Water rum. Options. I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp. Yeah. Burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know. Like the...
Yeah. It's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real. Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair... That he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feats are better than your feats.
Man. You're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Good,
dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Okay.
where are you from? And I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. Big guy. Now, how dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
This, by the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a show what tough is. And
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Oh, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, no. And I'm like,
Ujaba, the heebie-jeebies.
Face down in a gut. I don't want to admit defeat, though. Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here.
Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han, Luke, Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try. Last
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine.
Betray you. Chewbacca. You know, R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. Go.
Dang it.
Yeah. But, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, a wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.